bunch of different guys. And,
yeah.
You know, you guys kind of have that on film now. It's something that teams have to kind of defend. How big is that for you guys?
Yeah, you know, obviously, it's good to finally put that on tape. You know, it's not something that we've been trying to shy away from. It just, you know, hadn't really presented itself until last Sunday. But now that it's out there, I think teams have to respect us pushing the ball down the field. You know, obviously, it's something that we're going to try to do. You know, we did it with some success on Sunday. You know, so hopefully that'll back people off and maybe open up some of the intermediate stuff.
Some of it seemed that you were taking what they were giving them, but some of them were, it seemed like you were being a little more aggressive, perhaps, and throwing guys open. Were you feeling differently out there, or was something different about how you felt in this game versus the first three?
You know, I think a little bit of it was maybe some of the calls. You know, they're designed to push it downfield, so you have to be a little bit more aggressive. But, you know, I think in that second half, we just kind of found a rhythm. You know, I found a rhythm where I was just really confident out there in everything that we were doing. You know, and I feel like once you get into a rhythm like that, or, you know, you get that confidence, then, you know, you start making some throws that, you know, you feel like they can't cover.
So you said after the game on Sunday that you're starting to feel more comfortable. What exactly are you feeling more comfortable with?
You know, just the offense in general. I think, you know, the timing of different things. You know, obviously, you know, you go through training camp and it's kind of your base offense, base package, and then you get into game week and you start to game plan a little bit. And there's been some things that, you know, maybe were relatively new to me, but, you know, now I feel like I've got a better grasp of, you know, what we're trying to do, both in the run game and the pass game. Now that we've got a few weeks, you know, under our belt, and just feel better with it.
Does that include some what you think Coach Kelly expects from you? I know in the preseason you were saying you'd like to be on the field to kind of get on the same page with him. I mean, is that kind of coming together too with his expectation levels while you're out on the field?
You know, hopefully he's, you know, gaining more confidence in me. You know, obviously I think, you know, the more you're out there, the more I'm out there, you know, the more we're together, you know, he learns what I'm comfortable with, what I like. I think he gets a better sense for, you know, kind of what gets us going. So hopefully that relationship will just continue to get better.
What do you think the main issues are on third downs?
There's a lot of them. You know, I don't think it's one issue. I think it's all over the place. You know, we've had some missed assignments, some missed throws, some drops. I mean, I think that, you know, you could look at third down in general and, you know, everyone that we failed to complete, you know, there's a different reason why we're not converting.
How big was getting back to the Ruben FCA? You used a lot of different kinds. It wasn't just yours, or wasn't just Riley Cody, Miles Cody. How important is that to get everybody involved?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, you know, especially in this offense. You know, the way we want to play spread, you know, we want to spread people out, you know, and give them the threat that the ball can go anywhere at any time. You know, I think obviously in the first couple weeks, you know, we had primarily tried to attack the middle of the field with our inside guys. But last week, you know, we spread the ball around outside. I think that's something we're going to continue to try to do. And I think the more that we can spread the ball around, you know, the tougher it makes it on defenses.
So you just said today that the problem on third down was a lot first and second down and not getting what you need to make it manageable. How do you see that, and what has to change for that to happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's big. I think, you know, the first two games, that was our main problem. You know, it's hard to be efficient and complete a high percentage of third downs when you're in third and seven, third and eight, longer yardages. So, you know, I think on first and second down, you know, we've got to do a better job of just being efficient. You know, we can't have negative plays, whether they be negative runs, sacks, you know, even incompletions. Those just seem to kind of set us back. And right now, the way we're playing, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting ourselves third and two, third and three.
Sam, you just cited Drew Brees when he traded for you, Drew coming off the injury. Is that a story you followed or a story Dr. Andrews ever talked to you about during the recovery process?
A little bit. You know, obviously, I think, you know, any quarterback's familiar with his story. You know, obviously, he's made a tremendous comeback. I'm not sure outside himself anyone believed that he would be able to do what he's done. You know, it's been truly remarkable. So I think it's something that, you know, I was aware of, but did I have a specific conversation with anyone about it? Not really.
Sam, was there one particular throw when you said you started feeling it? You know, Aguilar made the one-handed one, but after that you had the Hurts throw, which was a really tight window.
Yeah.
Which one did you felt, you know, felt as if you were starting to get it and things were starting to come together?
You know, probably the one to Ertz, or even then coming back in the second half and just getting the one to Coop, you know, the touchdown, the first play to get us going. I felt like, you know, once we got that first touchdown, that first big play, I could sense the energy, you know, in our group on the sideline and in the huddle, you know, that we were about to take off.
So from what you've seen on film, like, are the Saints a defense where you feel like you might be able to take advantage of deep balls again, or?
You know, we're going to try. You know, obviously, you know, we feel like, you know, maybe we've got some speed mismatches outside this week with some of our wide receivers against their corners. You know, but like I said, it's all going to be dependent upon how they play us. You know, if they want to play us in man, then we're going to take some shots. If they want to play us in more too high or zone, then we'll have to be willing, you know, to work the intermediate stuff.
The Drew Brees, you know, the injury and that really – coming back from a really tough injury. Is there a little bit of that in you coming back from your back-to-back injuries? Do you feel like there's some kind of inexorable type of link or something, you know, both the way you guys are coming back?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're both quarterbacks who have gone through injuries, but other than that, I'm not really sure if there's a whole lot, you know, that links us.
The reality is you really didn't have a lot of reps in the preseason, and the deep balls are plays that are such timing plays and precision is required. I mean, is there a possibility that just having more time with these guys in practice and full speed reps has really kind of, I don't know, given you better timing with the receivers to be able to hit those? I mean, is that part of the equation?
You know, I think that could be part of it. You know, obviously I think, you know, the more reps you get, you know, at anything, the more comfortable you become, you know, the better you feel about things. I think that's obviously the way I feel right now. So, you know, I think that could play a part in why we had success on Sunday with that.
Is the ankle that you injured in the game the same one that you injured earlier this season?
Yeah.
Sam, the running game obviously hasn't been where you guys want it, but relatively speaking, it's been a little bit better with Ryan than it has with DeMarco. Is that just coincidence, or is there something you guys have done differently? I mean, is there any way to explain that?
To be honest, I really wasn't aware of that. You know, we kind of look at the run game as a whole, you know, as opposed to how it is with one player or the other. But, yeah, I think that's probably just coincidence. You know, obviously, we'd like to get it going. You know, I've said it before, you know, this offense is at its best when we can run the football and when we're running the football successfully. So, you know, it's something that we're going to continue to address and continue to try to get to be where we want it.
Sam, how is the ankle this week?
Oh, it's fine.
Sam, the offense really has struggled 3 out of 4 games in its start. If you get off to a slow start this week, it's fair to say the paying faithful might be anxious. Do you sense that?
Yeah, obviously, I don't think they were happy with our start against Dallas. But it's one of those things, we're not happy with it either. You know, we're just as frustrated by it. You know, obviously, we're doing everything we can to try to get it fixed. You know, it's obviously not fun going into halftime trying to figure out how we're going to dig ourselves out of a hole that we've put ourselves in. You know, it's much more fun for us to go out and establish a lead and get things going early. So, you know, hopefully that's something that we can do on Sunday.
Sam, you've been playing 11 personnel like 90% of the time. On first and second down, what are you seeing from defenses? Are they staying in their base, or are you forcing them to nickel?
It's been primarily nickel.
Yeah.
To our 11 personnel, yeah.
Which, I mean, should make it favorable to run, right?
You would think so. Theoretically, yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. D'Amico is right back here.